Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are kicking off the second hour of the program. And of course, as always, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you in the studio.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Now, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We were just talking about Sturgis, South Dakota, going forward with their epic motorcycle rally that happens there on a yearly basis. They didn't cancel it. They're going forward. And then again, how would you cancel 250,000 people coming into your town? It's one thing if you've got a convention happening at one hotel where there's only a few thousand people expected to attend. Then you put the pressure on the hotel and you say, cancel the convention, and then nobody shows up. But if it's a bunch of bikers staying at every hotel in the town, every Airbnb in the town, every hotel outside of town, that's a lot. Lot harder, and just camping out, that's a lot harder to stop.
Is this, I'm curious, is this like an organized rally, or is this something that just happens every year?
Oh, I'm sure there's organization behind it.
Yeah. You can't just run around with 1.5 million people and have things just work out.
Well, certainly, certainly there are.
Somebody's bringing in porta potties, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, there's still, like, I mean, obviously there's people go on vacation usually during the summer, and so you do have people, large groups of people who are in an unorganized fashion doing something, right? Sure. So I don't know that couldn't
and
be something
that
occurs.
And there's a lot of disorganization, right?
Like
with a rally that size, there's probably some sort of official Sturgis rally organization that tries to do whatever they can, but then each bar is going to do their own thing.
Right.
They're going to have so if you've got a bar in Sturgis, you probably want to have a band out front or inside or whatever. You have deals with extra parking at the church across the street. You know, so each individual is probably doing whatever they need to do to make sure that they can make this work. So with an event that large, there's a lot of self-organization that's going to go on.
Yeah,
I think. So, if you want to comment, especially if you're in Sturgis this weekend for the rally and you want to let us know, is it different this year? Are there people with masks on? What's the attitude? Is it very similar to previous years, meaning that everybody's just acting normally? That's what I would bet on. I would bet you're going to see very few masks. I bet it'd be like the Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival were this year, where during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think you could count the number of mask-wearing people on one hand.
Yeah.
It was like maybe five of them out of 600 total attendees.
That's probably about right.
Yeah, so about 1%. Yeah.
There was I definitely saw a couple people wearing masks, but most people were not.
And by the time the week was over, some of the people who had started the week with masks on had ditched the masks.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, so there was some of that, too.
But I don't know. I think some of those people were making a statement mostly, so I'm not entirely sure that it was, entirely like, they were concerned so much about their own safety or anybody else's.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know what each of them believed, but I did have a conversation with Varen Swearingen, who is the former Free State Project president.
He was wearing a mask?
He was doing some socially. Well, at the beginning, apparently, he was wearing a mask. I did not see him in it, but I had heard that he was wearing a mask at the beginning. When I ran into him, it was like toward the end of the week, and he was refusing handshakes, so that's how I noticed that something was up, right? Like, I extended my hand to him, and he kindly refused it. And then I said, I'd heard you weren't, that you were doing the distance thing, and he's a pilot, so he's probably got to be extra careful or whatever, and he seemed genuinely concerned about the COVID thing. But most of the people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival definitely did not, because most of the folks who were concerned stayed home.
Well, right. Yeah, absolutely.
And there was definitely
a smaller turnout this year than there has been.
But it wasn't small. I mean, by no means.
It wasn't still small. It was surprisingly large, I think, in some respects. But
I was really happy with the turnout this year.
Yeah, me too.
It was great. It was a great event, and I'm sure they're going to have a great event up in Sturgis as well. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, recently, we played a clip on the air of this Fauci guy, this head boss man of the government goons in D.C. with the doctor Fauci. Anyway, he was talking to some other doctor, apparently, or at least some woman in a lab coat, on ABC News and actually made the statement that if you want to be complete, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said if you want to be complete in your protection, you should wear goggles.
This guy is nuts. He's a liar. He's switched positions. I don't know why anybody, you know, believes him. I mean,
he's got an MD after his name.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, like, people's concerns about the coronavirus and everything. I understand that, but what I don't understand is why people are listening to a guy who has, you know, this is the same guy, if I'm not mistaken, who said, you know, masks are, you know, you don't need to wear masks. They don't do anything for, you know, the average individual. And then later they flipped, and now they're saying, oh, masks help. Like, hold on a second. We knew that wasn't what your statement wasn't true when you made it originally, that masks don't help, and now you're switching to, oh, masks do help. It just boggles my mind.
Yep, well, he's with the government, and some people believe everything they say. That's just how it is.
But how do you believe what they say when they're contradicting each other?
You're paying attention.
And you know why they initially said, you know, masks don't help. I mean, we know because they
didn't. You're asking people to pay attention.
I know. Yeah. I expect too much.
Carlin has the answer to this. Consider how stupid the average person is. And then remember that half of them are even stupider than that.
Yes, this is so very true.
According to the results from YouGov, 30% of Americans, almost one out of three of them, are, quote, very willing to wear goggles to stop the spread of COVID-19.
I mean, this just gets even stupider because we also know that the main infection points are not the ears or the eyes. The main infection points are the nose and the mouth. So why would goggles help?
Okay, so according to Fauci, on his little interview, he pointed out that there's mucous membranes or whatever in your eyes, so you could receive, in theory, you're not going to spread the virus through your eyes, right? You're spreading that allegedly through your saliva. I mean,
sure, it's possible, but, like, the risk is super low relative to your other orifices.
But also, even with your other orifices, I think it was the New England Journal of Medicine at one point, now they've rescinded this, but at one point they came out and said that even without a mask on, if you basically have to be standing in front of somebody within the social distance, so within 6 feet of them, and talking with them for, like, 10 to 30 minutes before there's any kind of significant risk of any kind of transmission whatsoever.
Yep.
And that's with no mask, you know, within 10 to 30 minutes. So, yeah, if you got a mask on and the other person has a mask on, then you're dramatically reducing any kind of chances. Again, the chances you're ever going to die from this are next to nil anyway. But now they're saying, so again, he's talking to the completionists, the ones who are totally afraid, the ones who, you know, want to be as safe as they possibly can. He says, wear a mask. And apparently 30% of Americans, according to a YouGov poll, are very willing to wear goggles.
They say that what made America great is that the cowards never started and the fools died on the way.
Mm.
Unfortunately, once they made the place comfortable, the cowards and fools caught up with a vengeance.
Sure did. Mm. It's really sad. Although I will say this, walking around in Keene, New Hampshire, I have yet to see anyone wearing goggles. So if 30% of people are saying they're very, quote, very willing to wear goggles, they aren't yet wearing them.
You know what? I wish I didn't wear glasses. I need to get goggles. You know, they make goggles with
prescription lenses.
I might have to get myself a pair just for the hilarity of it.
Get them now, because if this gets popular, they're going to start going up in price. They're going to run out. While an additional 25%, so again, you have 30% who are, quote, very willing, and then another 25% of Americans who are, quote, somewhat willing to wear goggles. So that's a total of 55% of Americans who are in some way willing to wear these goggles, somewhat or very willing to wear goggles. 13% of Americans are, quote, somewhat unwilling to wear the goggles, while 23% of Americans are, quote, very unwilling to wear the goggles.
Now, do glasses work too? Are glasses okay? Will they be sufficient?
Those are wraparound glasses. Those are, like, right up against his head. I mean, there's no real space. So for our listeners that don't know, our roommate just walked in with goggles and a mask on. He's being silly. But he's got the wraparound glasses. So there's, you know, they're pretty tight against his face.
Right.
There. That may qualify as goggles. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. Oh, and another 10% of Americans don't know how they feel about the goggles.
So, if you don't know anybody who's sick, it's not an epidemic.
Only 23% of Americans are, quote, very unwilling to wear the goggles. So less than a quarter. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can share your thoughts here with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dogs the chance at a new start with Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
DinoVite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure that you know about Divi. Actually, I think I already mentioned Divi earlier tonight, but I'll tell you about it again. You can go to DiviProject.org and learn more about it. It is a cryptocurrency that's got some pretty big plans, including a big wallet release that we still don't know when it's going to be, but they are finally in their beta, private beta testing period on that. DiviProject.org. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in our studio here tonight. We've been talking about the situation, first of all, in Sturgis with 250,000 bikers expected to come into Sturgis, South Dakota this weekend, many of whom I suspect will not be wearing a mask, thank goodness, because they actually are people who understand what risk-taking is, and they understand that in order to have an enjoyable life, you ought to take some risks. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty boring if all you do is what the government allows you to do and what is supposedly, quote, safe. Now, for those of you who are absolutely obsessed with safety, which appears to be a common viewpoint these days here in the United States, well, now apparently 30% of Americans are, quote, very willing to wear goggles to stop the spread, they believe, of COVID-19, while an additional 25% are, quote, somewhat willing to wear goggles, 13% somewhat unwilling, and 23% are, quote, very unwilling to wear the goggles. So you only really have just over a third of people who are on the unwilling side to wear goggles. 10% say they're not sure, and then about 55% of people are very or somewhat willing to wear goggles. Your thoughts are welcome on this. Let's go to Footloose. He's on our Discord line, and I didn't screen this call, so hopefully it'll sound all right. Footloose, are you there?
Hey, what's happening? Can you hear me all right?
You lucked out. Yeah, you sound great. Calling from New Hampshire. What's on your mind tonight?
So I was calling to discuss a march that I'm trying to organize basically across all these different groups.
Before you get to that, before you get to the march, yeah. I'm curious. You live in the bigger city there in Manchester. Have you seen anyone wearing goggles around town yet?
No goggles yet.
Okay.
And, yeah, next you're going to have to sleep with them, so.
All right, so tell me about this march. What are you trying to put together?
So, yeah, so this march, the idea here, before I get into it, because, you know, there's some people that don't agree, they attack it for, you know, irrational reasons, in my opinion. But the march is to make a point and display a concerted effort across at least five cities now, I think. So Manchester, Nashua, Concord, Portsmouth, and Keene, mm-hmm. right? And basically all we need is about 100 people in each city that are going to march up and down the downtown area and zigzag across the crosswalks. You know, people are like, you're stopping traffic. We're not really stopping traffic. We're slowing it down. And we would do that for one day, for 1 hour. Before we do that, we're going to notify the governor. We're going to invite him to the event, any one of the events. And the point here is, why are we doing it, right? There's no list of demands or anything, but we have questions and concerns that have been entirely unaddressed by His Excellency. He's refusing to answer or respond to any emails, calls to his office, or anything like that. So this mm-hmm. thing is intended to progress week by week. So the second week we would do 2 days for, you know, 2 hours, then 3 days for 3 hours. And if he doesn't respond by the third week, the fourth week I would envision camping out on the State House lawn and waiting to catch him around the corner.
Wait a minute. Does anyone know if he's actually even working from the office at the State House? Because that's what, for listeners that don't know, the governor's office is inside the State House here in New Hampshire. Is he actually going to work there, or is he working from home too?
We heard that he's going to work. Hmm. You know, he does all these little photo ops with his Patriot mask and everything, but yeah.
And so the goal is to get him to answer his emails? What are you trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, answer his emails, respond to people's serious concerns, and where's the science, you know what I mean, behind this? There's plenty of science proving that masks are ineffective and actually can make it worse. I mean, I go into places. I went out to eat today. There were no mask Nazis at Red Arrow Diner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the staff got these masks that they wear all day, obviously. They're yep. cloth masks. And the lady I'm talking, she grabbing the thing and touching
moving it. Moving it around.
Yep. I didn't see her wash her hands or anything like that. Like, yep. I don't care. I didn't say anything, sure. but it's the point that it's disgusting, and this is, like, spreading it more, and people are catching funguses right. and bacterial infections on their faces and things like that from not changing.
Yeah, it's a great point. If indeed it's true that the mask advocates are saying, well, it's best if you wear a mask on your face to protect others from getting, you know, spittle on you, right? But if these people are touching the masks constantly, and then they touch things, after they've touched the mask, then they're getting the spittle all over the things they're touching. So it's absolutely having, no effect. And it could be, as you point out, actually making things worse.
And they're not right. unaware of this, because that's what they said at the very beginning of the thing. World Health Organization said most people don't even know how to use a mask. It's not going to help. But now they're lying.
I mean, there was a study that a doctor did, or a scientist, whatever, where they took two separate petri dishes, they coughed on one without a mask, and then they coughed through a mask into the other one. The other one had a dense colony off in the corner, the non-mask one had a dense colony in the corner, and the other one had just speckles all over the place. So it doesn't stop anything. The whole thing was a small colony, which is obviously going to build into a bigger colony. So the masks are completely ineffective. And then there's this meme that I've been sharing, and it makes a great point, serious question. You know, where are all the biohazard bins if this is so contagious for all the gloves and the masks?
Hmm.
They're all over the street.
Yeah, I've seen them blowing around in the streets for sure.
Yeah, so where are all the biohazard bins? And people have commented, because I've commented on the governor's page, and they're like, yeah, well, we forgot about that. We forgot about that.
So you actually and I talked about this earlier off the air, and regarding what you had described as the Ouroboros version of this particular protest, which I thought it's an interesting proposal. The idea being that if you had enough people that you could just keep walking and essentially hold up traffic for an indefinite period of time. And I'm generally against the idea of holding up traffic. I think it tends to upset people, and it's not going to win hearts and minds, even of the people who would otherwise have supported you. But then, at the very end of our call, I said, well, maybe I could get behind this if there were a break in the people so that the traffic could move. So that way they're only held for a few, you know, moments while the, you know, whatever, 5 minutes or whatever.
Minutes.
Yeah, while enough people are traveling through the... So then it's just people walking across the street. They're not blocking it continuously. And I'm wondering, nobody, how you feel about this. Somebody else who's been involved in a lot of protests. So we'll continue here in just a moment. Can you stick with us, Footloose?
Yeah.
More in moments with Footloose here. He's on our line on Discord. Sounds great, by the way. If you want to sound that good, get on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. You want to weigh in on this proposed protest, a simultaneous mass protest in various different cities across New Hampshire, southern New Hampshire, 855, 450, free. Or maybe you could do this where you live. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is on the verge of 5 million coronavirus infections. Based on recent averages, the nation will likely hit the grim milestone this weekend. Talks continue toward a new pandemic relief measure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update from Washington.
Little, if any, progress reported towards a deal in recent days. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Americans getting an extra $600 in jobless benefits keeps them from going back to work. That's why the White House is against it. And Republican U.S. Senator Mitt Romney is not directly in on the talks, but says Democrats aren't willing to do any short-term fixes.
We've proposed a patch in the PPP program as well as an unemployment insurance, and the Democrats say no, they're not going to do anything until the total deal is reached.
He told reporters he does expect there will eventually be a deal. The question is when.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The economy suffered 2.9 million permanent job losses in July, the Labor Department said in their monthly jobs report on Friday, which was slightly fewer than the month before. The permanent layoffs move beyond service sector workers to affect workers such as managers, financial analysts, and software developers. Dominic Davila owns a private wealth management services firm. He reminds everyone,
this is not a demand problem. When we typically look at a recession, you have high unemployment. People literally don't have the money to go out there and spend it. They can't vacation. They can't buy the new refrigerator. So that's a demand problem. This is not a demand problem.
Tonight's game between the Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals won't happen. Major League Baseball says a Cardinals player has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news of another infection comes as the team hasn't played in over a week. Some players on the team did go to a casino before the COVID-19 outbreak happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Also, if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, then AnyPay can help make that happen. You'll have to download the AnyPay Cash Register app and begin experimenting with AnyPay. Learn how it works. It's pretty easy to get it set up. You put your Bitcoin Cash and Dash, or even Bitcoin SV wallet addresses in the back end. They even take Bitcoin BTC there in the back end, and then you're ready to start accepting crypto payments. Now, AnyPay is going through some changes right now that are going to cause some issues with certain wallets. Unfortunately, we just discovered this within the last few days, and so we hope to announce when those issues are being worked out. Some wallets are working fine, other wallets not so much. So that's something that's in transition there, but still worth looking at, still worth checking it out, getting familiar with the AnyPay Cash Register app, available on iOS or Android devices. It's AnyPay INC. NPC.com. That's their website, AnyPayInc.com. As we continue here, we were talking with Footloose. He is on with us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Now, Footloose, you were saying that you want to do a coordinated protest in multiple cities across southern New Hampshire that, in your mind, would involve 100-plus people walking sort of across the crosswalks, like on a main street or wherever, walking across the crosswalks only to turn around into a different crosswalk and walk back across the crosswalk. The idea being that normally when, you know, and again, I'm against holding up traffic generally as a rule, as a protester, it's just my personal preference. I think that it's, I think you make enemies doing that. But a lot of the time when you see people doing the holding up traffic protest, they're just standing in the road. Or maybe they're slowly walking in the road, up the road, totally blocking traffic. In this case, and so what they get charged with if they get arrested in that case is disorderly conduct. And disorderly conduct, the statute is actually written to prohibit people from getting in the way of traffic, either on the sidewalks or on the roads. If you're in the way of the flow of traffic, then you get disorderly. But in this case, you would be just crossing the street. It's just that you're crossing the street with 100 other people, and it's all going in a, you know, an orderly fashion, one at a time, and so therefore it would take a long time for that amount of people to cross the street. So it's an interesting proposal. And I wanted to hear what you thought about it, Nobody, as somebody who's been involved in a number of protests for a long time, just as I have.
I mean, I think I have similar feelings to you in that when I go to protest, I'm not there to inconvenience the people. I'm there to inconvenience the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so that that does tend to be an issue. Also, people seem to be very happy to run people over with their cars if they linger in the street a little too long during a protest.
Would be hitting someone in the crosswalk, and you would have an automatic lawsuit. Just saying. I mean, there's definitely
that. But you might have a broken leg too, so yeah. I don't know if the
your
lawsuit
survivors might have the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I think this comes down to strategy, and ultimately, I'm not against utilizing more stronger tactics, but I don't necessarily know if it makes sense in this particular case.
Okay, I'll give you an example of where I think a roadblock protest is a good idea. When you're targeting a government facility specifically, so I can think back to, I think it was during the Bradley Manning trial, where they actually, or maybe it wasn't Black, maybe it was just around that time. Anyway, a group of activists, I think it was actually immigration related. They were blocking CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, or the military or something like that. There was a certain like military base, and there was a road that only went to the military base. So there wasn't like a neighborhood or something like that on this road. There were no other businesses on this road. It was just to get access to this government facility. Block that road all day long. I don't care. You know, me, that doesn't matter. If you're blocking the state road with only state agents who travel that road, got no problem with a roadblock there.
Yeah, I mean, the government was my enemy before I started, and it will be my enemy when I'm done. So that's an invariant.
But this is the thing. Nobody wants to upset the government. Everybody's afraid to upset the people who are supporting this. The only people that are going to be upset about us trying to get an answer from the governor, in my opinion, is the complicit, silent people.
It depends.
I don't know about that.
How about if we show up with a nice loud speaker?
Show up where?
At his mansion.
Governor.
Up with 2,000 watts. and just see how he likes our music. It would certainly irritate some people besides the governor, but
I don't know how close the neighbors are. I've never been to his house before, so I don't know, you know, if he's got a huge yard. It looks like he's got a large yard from what I've seen.
I really feel like these tactics, could be, even go a lot farther than you're talking about here. I just don't know that the timing.
Yeah, this could be national. Easily be a national thing.
No, I think you need enough of the, you need enough people, and I don't know that there's going to be enough people, to be honest, to really.
How about this? You could have 10 people going across one crosswalk and circling back and recrossing over. I mean, if you only have 10 people, if that's all you got, you can, you know what I mean? And then you can stop every 5 minutes.
In that case, then you do get people, you know, you're not going to inconvenience too many people, because the question is, how long are you really wanting somebody to sit there in traffic and possibly start fuming at you?
Who is this hurting? What's the purpose of slowing down traffic, though? There's lots of ways to make a statement without doing it.
That's the thing. This is the thing where people are looking at stopping traffic. That's just a casualty of the situation. Okay, stopping traffic is a necessary evil to get the point across that we could do this across multiple cities coordinated, showing solidarity to get things done.
So it's a threat. You could show solidarity in lots of ways, though, that don't cause issues for other people. And, you know, if people are driving by you and you've got 100 people by the side of the road, they're still going to see that. They're still going to be affected by whatever your message is, positively or negatively, but they won't be actually inconvenienced.
This sounds to me like an ineffective threat, and the bigger thing is the publicity in the media and getting more people here in New Hampshire is really what you need, because ultimately you're going to have to change effectively at the ballot box, I think, before you're going to have enough people to really make a difference from a violent standpoint. If you're going to talk about self defense,
well, I didn't hear any talk about self defense.
Yeah, I don't know about self defense or anything like that. No violence or anything.
I know. I'm getting.
I think he's just looking to get answers
from the
but what I'm saying is, I don't necessarily see this as having an effect.
Oh, it won't have an effect on Sununu. He won't care.
Yeah, right. Like,
that's basically the point. The whole idea is to get to the point of camping on the. I mean, we could just start camping out in shifts on the state house lawn until we get him. I mean, we could.
I think that's a much better idea.
How about got 100 people file different lawsuits against?
Yeah, but you have to have attorneys. You have to have money.
You don't have to have attorneys to file.
You don't
file.
Know
what you're doing. You might as well just be wasting your time.
I mean, you're probably gonna pay $400 to file, and then
something like that.
No. I was just talking to somebody about it the other day. I've already contemplated it and said this needs to be done. I've mentioned it to some people. Mandamus is called the petition for writ of mandamus. And whenever a public official is not fulfilling their public duty per the statute and the Constitution, whatever, you can file a writ of mandamus with the court to order them to do their job, basically.
Writ of mandamus was the first case to be decided by the Supreme Court.
Does it cost money to file a writ of mandamus?
It's cheap if it is. You can file. It's not expensive.
Is it something that somebody can do without an attorney? Because a lot of people are intimidated.
Anybody can do it. I've done it.
Can do it pro se. And if you've got 100 people working on it, once a few of you know how to do it, you can show the rest.
You can copy
and it would be quite educational. I've been...
Stand by. If you want to keep this going, you can. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. He's one of the activists up here in New Hampshire, a native, actually. We interviewed him for 3 hours from ForkFest a few weeks back. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. But how do we get from here, where we don't have a whole lot of freedom? You know, we've still got some, but to a place where we can have more freedom. It's not an easy road, and there's a lot of disagreement along the way. Not everybody agrees on the tactics, on the direction that should be taken. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And also want to make sure to say thank you to Roscoe S. Roscoe is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He is a silver amplifier. That means Roscoe is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. And AMP allows you to get behind what we do here and to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you like that, if you like what we do, then please help us out by joining the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Footloose. He's on the line with us from Manchester. He's an activist out there. Freedom lover, New Hampshire native, talking about putting together a mass protest with different cities taking place at the same time. That's going to be one of the challenging aspects of this, is getting that level of coordination, given that, you know, there's probably some level of support for the idea of holding the governor to account because he's awful and has been just absolutely terrible. Not the worst governor in the United States, but by no means in the top 10 best. to try to hold this person accountable by going and walking through traffic, ultimately with the goal to potentially converge on the governor's, not the governor's property, but the state house with a campout. Now, Chris, you sounded like you were actually a little more interested in the campout side of things. Is that right?
Yeah, it sounded certainly more interesting to me from a you know, activism standpoint.
Because then you're only on the state property in that case.
Yeah. I'm not saying any of this is going to work or I think any of this would work. I'm just saying I think I like the idea better.
Well, protests generally don't work to do much of anything with the exception of bring people together for a networking opportunity. They can meet people they haven't met before. And I think that's one of the benefits, but you very rarely will actually have any kind of change to the government.
No, so they also let people know.
Let me back up, too, for a moment. So I don't think it's ineffective from a publicity standpoint. I think it can be effective from a
publicity
standpoint.
If the media comes out, you can get some publicity. People will take selfies or whatever, pictures as they're going past.
But I don't necessarily know that a given protest in and of itself is going to have any effect. From my perspective, the thing that I like about activism, at least activism that I participated in New Hampshire, is...
And you've gone up against the police, by the way.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It's getting the message out there that we're here. There's people, liberty-minded people in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and there's a migration movement. And if we want to have a real
getting it
effect,
outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah, getting it... And it doesn't necessarily mean that, obviously there's probably going to be not that many people outside New Hampshire that see it, but, you keep up that activism and you keep up that publicity, and then people find out about the different resources like freaking.com and things like that, and they learn about the movement. And if you don't do the activism and you don't get that publicity, how do you expect to grow a movement?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I've just for the record, I've posted the idea in a number of groups. And none of these organizations are willing to be affiliated with it, but the individuals are backing it. Not all of them, probably 50-50 so far. And, like it is now. Yeah. So, but there is support we've had. So Portsmouth and Keene wasn't even on the list until people asked for them to be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that are interested in it, and can I do a plug to the group and the page?
Sure. What's the website?
So it's on Facebook. It's Absolute Defiance page. You can also check out the Absolute Defiance YouTube channel. We have a bunch of videos from some of the past rallies, interviews of people that were there and whatnot.
So we should say it's on Facebook until Facebook decides it's not on Facebook anymore.
It just seems like such a bad idea to use Facebook for anything these days.
Aren't they just pulling accounts nowadays because anybody that goes against the state is considered a terms of service violation?
The Zuck was just in front of Congress. There was a leaker at Google and Facebook. There's a few leakers, but Spiros Skouras just interviewed the guy. And there was antitrust hearings with the Twitter guy, Jeff Bezos, Facebook, and I can't remember the other one. But anyways, there was antitrust hearings. And so I feel like, and YouTube. So there's pressure on them about the censorship. Spiros Skouras' channel is actually taken down for 24 hours. Another group that I'm in is Collective Action Against Bill Gates. And that's a humongous group. It was just made a few months ago, and it's almost 200,000 people in there. That group was taken down and then came back 24 hours later this past week as well. So the censorship thing, we never know what's going to happen with that. We can move on to other platforms, obviously. It is what it is, but we have the Absolute Defiance page. I manage it. I'm pretty careful about what I put out there. Anything Bill Gates related gets fact checked. It is what it is. Those are the only posts that I've ever had fact checked, and the fact checks never address the central point. And that it is what it is. But anything that hasn't been fact checked, then there's veracity to it, in my opinion. Hands down, if everything's not getting fact checked on my page. But if anybody's interested in doing this event or something like this, these type of events, we have a group called Action Items that is part of the page. So if you like the page, you want to join the group, try to find the group. It's like an Anarchy logo with a pen with some wings, black and white.
Cool. You know, I like I said, I am real cautious about holding up traffic. I would say if we're going to cross the street, I would support it as long as there's a break after a minute or two of folks. Because if I were sitting in a car trying to get somewhere, if I supported the protesters, I'd be more tolerant. And, like, maybe if I were sitting there for a couple minutes, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you go over, I think, a minute or two of people sitting in traffic, you're going to start really upsetting a lot of people. So as long as there's a break in the chain, I would say I support that and would be willing to participate in an event like that. And you know, so it'd be interesting to see how many people can turn out, because I know that in another week there's actually going to be a protest here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's a lot of people coming in from outside of Keene. There was one in Plymouth recently, which these are both college towns that have, as of yesterday, Keene City Council voted in a mask mandate here in Keene. So there's going to be a mask freedom event, or a, you know, make your own choice kind of event about masks, and that's going to be happening on the 15th, which is a Saturday coming up in about a week from now. But there's going to be a lot of people coming in from around the area. The last one they did in Plymouth, they say they got like upwards of 100 to 150 people, and that was with people coming from outside of Plymouth. But that's people coming from outside of Plymouth.
Right.
So now you start divvying that up amongst five different cities. It's going to be harder to get to 100 people per city. It's going to be a pretty – I'm not going to say it's an unreachable goal. It's doable, but it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. So I'm interested to see how it turns out. Keep us in the loop, either off the air or on here, about how this develops, Footloose. And was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
No, that's it. You know, just join the group. If anybody has any good ideas, we don't have to stop traffic or hold up traffic. We could do something else. I think the point is to do a coordinated multi-city thing, and we just really need to put the pressure on the governor in any way possible. And if anybody has any ideas...
Well, I know nobody had said that he would be willing to go to the governor's house if another 20 people would go with him.
If we can get, I generally don't believe in doing small protests because, or at least not too small, just because it looks like nobody agrees with you, even if people do. But yeah, I would definitely be down to do that. And I would have absolutely no qualms about irritating the piss out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's look at that. Hey, thanks, Footloose, man. I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you again here. By the way, Footloose was with us last week at the Nightcap. And we had a great time here in Keene, where we've been doing these Nightcap events for the last, I think this is going to be week number 19. And the whole point of these events was to protest, but have a good time, too, because if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. But to protest the governor, who His Highness or His Excellency or whatever, he put in this mandatory stay-at-home order back in, I think it was March, and we figured the first thing we ought to do is go out. So if they're going to put a stay-at-home order in, we're going out.
Heck yeah.
And that's what we did. And you even showed up on that with a mask on.
So, oh, yeah.
Just to show your support for the concept.
Absolutely.
Toll-free number, but we're not standing in anybody's way. We're just hanging out in Central Square. We're, you know, maybe openly drinking some you know, beverages and such down there. 855-450, free like freedom. You can bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.